My dearly beloved, I would like today to speak about the Holy Rosary, as this is the first Sunday of the month of October, the month that is dedicated to the Holy Rosary. And as I had mentioned in the announcements, tomorrow is the Feast of the Holy Rosary of Our Blessed Mother. In order to trace the origins of the Rosary, we can go back into the early Middle Ages when, according to tradition or legend, the faithful, wanting to imitate the devotion of the monks who prayed the 150 psalms from the Book of Psalms in the Old Testament, but many of the faithful, not knowing how to read, would string together beads of 100 and pray Our Fathers and Hail Marys instead of praying the 150 psalms again, as I said, because they were not able to read. Well, the Rosary in its present form was given to us by our Blessed Mother, given to Saint Dominic, who lived in the early 1200s. And Saint Dominic was fighting the Albigensian heresy through his preaching. Saint Dominic, who was a very good preacher, very well versed in his faith, would explain the various arguments in defense of the Catholic faith against this heresy of Albigensianism. And despite his very good preaching, not many of the Albigensian heretics were converted. He became somewhat discouraged, but realized the need for prayer and penance. So he retired into the forest to make a retreat. And he spent several days in penance, in fasting and prayer, and asked Almighty God to help him understand how to convert the Albigensian heretics. And then it was, towards the end of this retreat, that our Blessed Mother appeared to Saint Dominic and gave to him the Rosary as we have it today. And she said, "This is the weapon which the Most Holy Trinity wishes you to use for the conversion of the heretics." Saint Dominic went forth and simply left aside all of his great sermons and simply preached the Rosary. And through the preaching of the Rosary, hundreds, thousands of these heretics were converted and returned to the Church by the power of the Holy Rosary, and by praying the Rosary, they were converted. And the Rosary since that time has always been a source of tremendous graces to the faithful. After the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, there is no greater prayer that Holy Mother Church offers to the faithful to use than the Holy Rosary. And this only stands to reason, because the Rosary is a perfect mixture of the two kinds of prayer, vocal prayer and mental prayer. During the Rosary, we have several vocal prayers. We have the two greatest prayers, the Our Father, which was composed by our Lord Himself, and the Hail Mary, which is primarily the invitation to our Blessed Mother from God Himself to become His Mother, to become the Mother of the Redeemer, the invitation that was sent to Our Lady by the Archangel Gabriel. And also it includes the words of Elizabeth to our Blessed Mother, "Blessed is the fruit of thy womb." And the final part was added by the Church in order to refute Nestorianism, that Our Lady is truly the Mother of God. "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death." So we have these two beautiful prayers. We also have the Glory Be to the Father, the Doxology, which is a prayer of praise to the Most Holy Trinity. And we begin our Rosary with the Apostles' Creed as a profession of our faith. But while we say these excellent vocal prayers, we are also meditating on the chief mysteries of the life of Christ and the life of our Blessed Mother. And that is what we call mental prayer. So we are combining the vocal and the mental prayer. We are reflecting every time we pray the Rosary on the coming of Christ into the world, His infancy, the joyful mysteries, on His passion and death, His dying upon the cross for our redemption, and that is the sorrowful mysteries, and then His triumph, His resurrection from the dead, His ascension into heaven, the coming of the Holy Ghost, and Our Lady's own triumph, the glorious mysteries. And so we are meditating on the primary truths of our faith and these great mysteries in the life of Christ and the life of our Blessed Mother. So the Rosary then is a very wonderful prayer, and it is small wonder that Our Lady at Fatima, every single time that she appeared, all six apparitions from May through October, asked for the daily recitation of the rosary. So many graces are granted to us through reciting the rosary. No doubt you yourself have experienced that. I have heard so many stories of individuals who, when they began to pray the rosary, then they began to understand what had happened in the church. They also had the grace to give up sins in their lives, to turn around their lives, to live a more God-centered life, a more spiritual life, and that grace was given to them by praying the rosary. There are so many wonderful stories of graces and blessings given to those who pray the rosary, as recorded by St. Louis Marie de Montfort in the book Secret of the Rosary. One of them I remember is of a monk who had the habit of saying his rosary every day. Now, he lived in a monastery where the monks would chant the Divine Office every day, and since they spent so many hours in church praying the Divine Office, the rosary was not a required prayer in this particular monastery. And so the monks who prayed the rosary had to pray it on their own time. And one day the monks gathered in the refectory for their supper meal, and this one monk was missing. And so the abbot called a couple of the brothers over, and he said, "Go look for brother so-and-so, since he's not here. Find out if something's wrong." And they went and looked around, and they finally went to his room and knocked on the door, and there was no answer. So they opened the door very carefully, very quietly, and looked in, and there he was, kneeling before a statue of Our Lady, praying the rosary. And as they walked up quietly, he didn't hear them. He was totally absorbed in his prayer. But every time he said a Hail Mary, a rose would come out of his mouth and fall at Our Lady's feet. And there at the feet of Our Lady was this pile of roses, white to symbolize the joyful mysteries, red roses to symbolize the sorrowful mysteries, and gold rosaries to symbolize the glorious mysteries. And of course, these two monks were in awe at this vision, at this miraculous manifestation of the joy and the glory that was given to God and to our Blessed Mother through this monk's fidelity to reciting the rosary. He had lost track of time, and there he was praying his rosary. And we do the same thing. When we pray our rosary as well as we can, it is like giving a bouquet or a crown of roses to our Blessed Mother, placing a crown of roses on her head, or laying a bouquet of beautiful roses at her feet. And that is why we call this devotion the rosary, after the rose. Not only is it symbolized by roses, but the devotion of the rosary is a powerful prayer that earns many graces for us. Now, some people will say, "Well, I like to pray the rosary, and I try to pray my rosary every day, but I get distracted so easily from the mysteries." Well, as long as we are making an effort to pray the rosary and to fight off the distractions, we realize that our mind is distracted, we bring it back to the subject of the mystery. And as long as we are making that effort, the rosary is very pleasing to God, even though you experience many distractions. Some find it helpful to use pictures of the mysteries. And the bookstore at the Mount has many sets, beautiful sets of the mysteries, where you can turn them, have them on like a ring binder, and then turn them over and be looking at a picture of the particular mystery that you're meditating on in order to help you meditate on that mystery. Or some will read a short meditation like we do on First Saturdays for each mystery as they begin the rosary in order to give them food for thought to meditate upon during that particular mystery. At any rate, let us not get discouraged by the distractions we may experience, or sometimes the difficulty to find time to pray the rosary. This should be an important part of the day of every Catholic, thereby fulfilling Our Lady's requests and bringing down into your life many blessings, many graces. During the month of October especially, let us not only be faithful to a minimum of 5 decades every day, but pray an extra rosary, or at least an extra decade or two or three every day, to honor Our Lady by this beautiful devotion. Above all, I encourage you to pray the rosary together as a family every evening, whether that means just two individuals, whether it means 5 or 10. The importance of praying the rosary as a family cannot be overstated. Sadly, many families who at one time had the practice of praying the rosary together every day gradually gave up that practice. Maybe because one person is gone at work or whatever. But do not omit it just simply because a family member is unable to be present. Pray the rosary at a certain time every day with those who are able to be there. And you will experience in your homes, in your families, the blessings of the rosary. Because when we pray in common, there is an added value to our prayer, and especially when it is the rosary. As I mentioned, Our Lady at Fatima asked that we pray the rosary every day. So this is a way of fulfilling Our Lady's requests, as well as pleasing Our Lady and drawing down her blessings upon your life. Remember the importance of praying the rosary and making an effort to meditate on the mysteries as we pray it. Even the rosary itself, the sacramental, the string of beads, is of value, is a sacramental, especially when it is blessed. Just to carry the rosary on your person is a safeguard against the assaults of the devil. And just to finger your rosary, even pray a few Hail Marys or a Decad in time of temptation, is a source of great strength and power. So let us renew our resolve at the beginning of this month to pray our rosary faithfully every day, to pray it together as a family, to pray it devoutly, and to pray extra rosaries, or at least extra decades when we are able to do so. And we will experience, by so doing, the grace, the blessings of Almighty God and of our Blessed Mother that are granted to those who are faithful to their daily rosary. St. Louis Marie de Montfort says something very interesting in his book, True Devotion. He says, I don't know why it is, but I know it's true, that those who live God-centered lives love the Hail Mary, and they love the rosary, and they pray them. He said, heretics will pray the Our Father. They will say the Glory Be, but they won't say the Hail Mary, and they won't say the rosary. Isn't that interesting? So he says, St. Louis tells us, this is a sign I've always been able to recognize someone who is a good Catholic trying to live his faith, is that there is a love for the rosary and that the rosary and the Hail Mary are prayed. On the other hand, when someone has the attitude, well, I don't need the rosary, I can say the Our Father. After all, isn't that the greatest prayer? Our Lord himself gave us the Our Father. He said, that's not a good sign. Those individuals are on a downhill slope. They become worldly because they don't have that love for the rosary and the Hail Mary that seems always to be a sign, an exterior manifestation of a deep love of God, a desire to fulfill the commandments and to live as a good Catholic. Let us be counted among those who love the rosary and who pray it every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.